I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, the business technology show, which today is brought to you by Tenable. And today we're going to be exploring the subject of the Toxic Cloud Trilogy. What is that, you ask? Well, to unpack it, I'm joined all the way from Paris, France, by Tenable Technical Director for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, Bernard Montel. Bernard, thank you for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
My pleasure.
Nice to be here.
My absolute pleasure, Bernard. Right. Please give us the quick elevator pitch, if you don't mind. Who are Tenable? What do you guys do? And what is your value proposition to the market?
So Tenable is the exposure management company. What does it mean? We've been into the vulnerability management space for the past 20 years, and we evolve into what we call today exposure management, trying to find any exposure that can have a business impact to reduce, in fact, the cyber risk. So our mission statement is helping our customers to find exposure within their attack surface, those cyber exposure that could have a business impact for them.
Mm-hmm. So really making sure companies are secured as much as they can be to fend off cyber attackers.
Yeah, we try to find what I'm used to call a door open. If there is a door open, the company need to take care of that and try to really reduce that risk by closing that weakness.
Okay. Tell me a bit about your background, Bernard. How long have you been in the cybersecurity space? Tell us a bit about your career background.
I've been in cybersecurity for more than 20 years. I started my career around roughly 2000 in the identity and access management space. Then I've done a little bit about risk management, and I think it's super important today to understand the risk from a cyber standpoint. And then before joining Tenable, I was in fact in charge of some sales engineers within the threat detection and response from another vendor. So I've done that for the past 10 years roughly. So yes, I've got some cybersecurity background. So I worked alongside a lot of in domain before joining Tenable.
Okay. Now I see you have an MSc in network and security and a master's degree in artificial intelligence. What was the dissertation of your AI master's degree focused on? What was the...
I studied AI, in fact, in the 90s, because everyone think AI is just a brand new tool and brand new toy that we have for the past 2 years, but that existing a long time ago. And I had a chance, you know, in the university that I was studying, that was the main domain. I was in the University of Marseille in the south of France, and that was the main domain in this university. So for 4 years, I had the chance to really... study AI, at that period of time, we were only analytics AI, but that's what I've done.
Okay. So you must have a particular fascination in the intersection of cybersecurity and artificial intelligence.
I have, because definitely that is really coming back, in the AI age, we used to have what we call the winter of AI. So we didn't have any use case for many years after around the 2000 period of time. But today, definitely AI and cyber are a very important subject, everywhere in the world. Right now, when we talk about AI, we talk about security as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, hopefully we get to chat a little bit more about AI a bit later in the discussion. But as I mentioned earlier, the focus of our conversation today is this so-called Toxic Cloud Trilogy. What do you exactly does Tenable mean by the Toxic Cloud Trilogy, and why should companies be taking it seriously?
So when we talk about exposure, we can see exposure in a siloed approach, which means that I have a list of vulnerabilities to fix. I have to find some misconfiguration here and there. What is important for us is what we call a toxic combination. It's not only looking after weaknesses and vulnerabilities siloed, but combining them together. And in the cloud, we have clearly identified one of that toxic combination that we call today the Toxic Cloud Trilogy. Why it is a trilogy? Because it's really relying on three main kind of vulnerabilities. Number one, a very important high-risk vulnerability, a critical vulnerability, something that needs to be patched on a specific device. Number two is an excessive privileges. You know, we know that when we deploy, for example, an application in the cloud, most of the time the developers are leaving access by default. And then number three is if this specific service is exposed outside, in internet, so we then have the alignment of the planets which are having a critical vulnerabilities on an exposed service where the privileges has been unfortunately left with a high level of excessive privileges. When we have the three of them, the trilogy, which is a toxic combination, we call that today a toxic cloud trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it sounds like this exposure makes the scope for exploitation significantly larger. Can you maybe expand a little bit on how this toxic cloud trilogy amplifies risk for organizations?
So, we need to understand how the attackers are doing, what they are doing today. They are trying to find, number one, an exposed service which is there. They can just scan and discover the fact that there is a service running. Now, if there is some data attached to this service, this is as much as it's also very important, But then they've tried to exploit. So they've tried to find if that specific service they found through just an IP address, is attached to a specific technology. So they do a scan. They find that specific technology attached to one of those cloud infrastructures could have a vulnerability. Based on that, they start to try to compromise and have access to this vulnerability and be resident in the service, which is exposed. From there, if they want to really get access to the data, they need to get some privileges. They need to have access. They need to find a way to what we call do a lateral movement, which is from where they are going to the data. And that's where they need access. And if those access are left, with a very high level of privileges, and they can grant, get those access, obviously this is where their attack can be effective. So talking about exploitation of attacks, that's exactly how they do.
All right, I'd like to shift tack a little now. Tenable recently published its 2024 Tenable Cloud Risk Report, and we'll link to that in this episode's show notes. But the report examines findings by the Tenable Cloud Research team based on telemetry from millions of cloud resources across multiple public cloud repositories. Can you maybe, Bernard, take us through the key findings of that report, please?
Yeah, you mentioned how we have, found those data. We are using the telemetry data from our customers. Obviously, everything is fully anonymized. And we try to find how much exposed information we can find from there. So we have found, and I want to share with you three main, results from this report. We have many, many more, but number one is we talked about toxic combination and toxic cloud trilogy. 38% of our customers have those toxic cloud trilogy in place, meaning that when we try to find out how much those combination of critical vulnerabilities, excessive privileges on exposed services were there from our customers, we found 38% of them having toxic cloud trilogy. That is number one. Number two, we talk about excessive privileges and excessive rights, in fact, to have access to those services. 23% of, identities have critical or high excessive privileges. What I said to you is exactly, when developers and people are, deploying cloud services and cloud applications, most of the time they are just putting access by default. And by default, they are, in fact, allowing a lot of access. They don't decrease those access. They don't go to what we call a least privileges, meaning that after you deploy your application, you just need to narrow only to the people that should have access to the application. So that is 23%. And 74% are those public exposed services or public exposed storage. You know, 74% of those services have data attached to it, and that is exactly what the attackers are looking after.
Bernard, those numbers sound quite shocking. What do they mean in practice for organizations, including addressing the toxic cloud trilogy we've been chatting about?
So number one, I mean, they need to know. You can't protect something you don't know. So the first element for our existing customers or any further customers would be to understand the visibility of those information. So the numbers I shared with you are global numbers, but definitely as soon as we can highlight those weaknesses within the Tenable Cloud Security solution, you know, very quickly, they need to be able to find those information and remedy it. We use another trilogy, which is called know, expose, and close, which means that you have to know. If you don't know, you cannot do anything. Then expose, meaning, you know, analyze exactly your exposure and then remediate, close what you have to close. So this is the mantra for our customers. What is important is for us to give them that visibility.
Let's talk about solutions now. How do organizations go about tackling the toxic cloud trilogy, and maybe expand a little bit on the role Tenable can help play in helping organizations deal with it?
So we have two levels. Number one, as a company, what we have developed is what we call an exposure management platform. You know, cloud exists by itself. You know, we need to have that holistic view from a multi-cloud perspective, that is one part, but we also need to be able to attach those cloud weaknesses and cloud exposures to the rest of the exposure within the company, meaning on-prem, classical IT, identities, and one of them is obviously Active Directory, which is one of the key elements into the organization. So what we've done at Tenable is we have that capacity to find exposures, vulnerabilities everywhere, but we combined everything that we have in a holistic view of all of those exposures within the company. But if we focus back only on the cloud part, we still have to have the same holistic view only on the cloud. We cannot just fix issues one by one without having that capacity to understand everything that is running in the cloud. The cloud infrastructures is very complex. It's much more complex than the classical IT infrastructure. And most of the companies are using multi-cloud. I'm not even talking about cloud shadowing, because sometimes when they are using, for example, Tenable Cloud Security, some of our customers said, you know, I've discovered that I'm using a cloud provider that I was not even aware about it. Okay. So the visibility part is super important. And then finding all of those services, all of those identities, all of those storage and data attached to the cloud infrastructures that the customers have is the step number one. Number two, and if you find those weaknesses, you need to understand the impact from a business standpoint and not just from a technical standpoint. The context in this case is super important. I'll give you an example. If you have a misconfiguration, just a network misconfiguration, very classical, you have a port which is open. And again, I don't want to blame developers, but they have a lot of pressures from the business to develop more and more capacity very quickly. So most of the times, they leave, in fact, misconfigurations just by mistake. And for example, if they leave a network misconfiguration, that specific service can just be addressed by a port which is open. Now, based on that, if the data which is attached to that specific services is just a dummy data, it's not very important to fix it immediately. But if the data has sensitive information, then this is very important. That's what we need to handle when I say we have had the full visibility within the cloud space itself. Okay. So the first is visibility, multi-cloud, the capacity to see everything. The second part is obviously trying to find those weaknesses in toxic cloud trilogy. And the third part is context from a business standpoint. We have only one mission, not only just to fix a problem, to help customers to take decisions and take decisions from a prioritization perspective. Not everything is risky. We have to help them to say, this one, you need to do that first. And if you can, fix the other ones as well.
I said I was going to sneak in a question about AI. I'm just curious to know, is every engagement you have with a customer quite wildly different, or do you find the same issues in every organization that you do an audit of, if that's the right word? And to what extent can you automate these processes? How automated is the Tenable solution, and what role can AI play in helping uncover vulnerabilities?
So AI play roles in two spaces. Number one, to help our customers to understand quicker those weaknesses we have highlighted for them, because some of them can be very complex. You know, if I'm talking about, for example, what we call an attack path, which is from a specific device having a vulnerability from another one, you can have access, and then you follow the path. These paths could be quite complex. It's just a combination of nodes within your organizations, sometimes combining IT nodes and cloud nodes. You know, there are recent attacks that we know, and everyone knows that, which is public, where cloud services has been attacked. But at the end of the day, this is coming from just a single device, you know, a laptop, which is a hardware. Physical device, IT classical device, which is used to jump into a cloud services. So to understand that, you need to have some skills. And one of the issue most of the time that our customers said to us, specifically on the cloud security part, is the skills issues as well. They don't have the skills to understand the cloud security deeply. The tools need to help them to close that gap as well. And talking about the tool, when we add AI to explain, in fact, those very complex weaknesses and exposures, then we help them to shrink, to help in the shrinkage of skills to go quicker to understand. If you don't have the capacity to have 20 people around the UI trying to find and analyze the complexity of the weakness, if the AI can help on you there, that is clearly a benefit. That is one. The second part is AI usage. We have launched recently something called AI SPM, which is AI Security Posture Management, you know, to find in our cloud, you know, attack surface in a cloud environment if customers are using AI and how much AI, in fact, is using data as well. This is a second element. How much AI is used, is using your infrastructure. We can find if there is an AI system running in a cloud infrastructure for a customer. AI shadowing as well. Okay. We can find if, for example, an external AI system is crawling the data which is hosted in a cloud infrastructure for our customers. That is the second use case, which is what we call AI SPM, understanding the security exposure used by AI system within our cloud infrastructures.
Fascinating. Just lastly, Bernard, the conversations you have with your clients, you obviously have conversations with organizations in both South Africa and the broader African continent, as well as clients around the broader Europe, Middle East, and Africa region. How are your conversations different, if they are at all, with South African and African organizations compared to, say, organizations you might deal with in Europe?
I think most of the customers doing cloud today, okay, they have different maturity levels. Some of them are doing what we call lift and shift. They had a VM on-prem and they just decide to host it in the cloud. They do that very classically, meaning they have done a lot of security controls into it. They just copy-paste. But now, you know, most of the customers are doing what they call native cloud. They have developers doing what we call DevOps. The cycle of development is very, very fast. And they are just pushing new features and code directly into the native cloud infrastructures. They are not using VM anymore. They are using containers. They are using serverless. They are using a bunch of brand new services. If I just take one example, one of the cloud provider is providing more than 400 services. So as you can imagine, the complexity attached to it. When we used to say that cloud is 10 times more complex than classical infrastructure, this is it. This is where we are today. So most of the customers are saying to us that going to the cloud, for them, there is clearly a benefit from a business standpoint, but there is clearly a complexity, and that complexity attaches some security issues. That is everywhere. Now, regarding South Africa, I think the banking sector went to the cloud very quickly, like everywhere in the world, but specifically as well in South Africa. The car industry as well went to the cloud very quickly. Why? Because the banking sector, I think everyone thinks it's normal. Yes, we are using fintech, we're using mobile applications, we are using a lot of online banking systems for many years now, and we've seen the evolution of those services. But definitely we need to think about the fact that behind the scene there is a cloud service as well. Now, the car industry is going to the cloud because they now are pushing, in fact, services, lively. You want to have some more options, you buy it and you get it. So the car is highly connected, not just for the radio now anymore, but for more than that. So the car industry has changed their business model, and because of that, they went to the cloud. That is what I can share with you regarding the elements we can get from different kind of regions, and specifically for South Africa.
Yeah. No. Well, thanks for that, Bernard. We could probably continue talking on this topic all day, but let's draw a line under it there. If anyone's interested in learning more about Tenable, South African organizations perhaps listening to this conversation and haven't engaged with the company previously, what's the best way to reach the company? What is the website?
So Tenable.com website, you can find a lot of information. We also have a team located in South Africa, so we have people close to our customers. We're also working with partners because we have a full 100% channel business, meaning that our partners located everywhere in the world can represent Tenable as well. That's what I can share with you.
Fantastic. Great conversation. Bernard Montel is Tenable's Technical Director for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Thank you so much for sharing these valuable insights with our audience. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.